Back in the 70s, I just finished my first degree at Glasgow University. Having no great enthusiasm for work at the time, it was the 70s, I was happily ensconced back with my parents. At least I was happy. The only trouble was that being the 70s, there was a threat of a strike at my father's workplace, and quite possibly there would be no strike pay. So my mother suggested with no great subtlety that perhaps I should get myself some gainful employment, even if it was only seasonal work. It was about 7 weeks before Christmas. So I went round looking for work and found the parcel depot for British Railways. We were looking for plenty of people to unload trains. He told me I could present myself for work that evening, unloading the trains. It was heavy but doable work. A week later, I was in strike. It was rather depressing, though I must admit I did enjoy the look in my mother's face when I told her. When the strike was settled, we went back to work and found an enormous backlog of parcels in the depot, with quite a few trains queuing up to be unloaded. Christmas was getting rather near, so we were offered any amount of overtime. I worked 12 hours from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, and during this time we hardly saw daylight. We worked in enormous sheds which were sealed off. It was December in Glasgow, a city which is just north of Moscow, and it was dark there for about 18 hours at that time of the year. It's only when we crossed over to the bothy — bothy is a Scottish word for a hut where working men have their tea — that we saw daylight at all. When we came out of the sheds, a strange silence would impose itself on us. Whenever I try to understand the meaning of awe in the Bible, I think of those moments. We emerged from the great sheds, everyone, absolutely everyone, would look up at the sky. The sky we only saw for a few minutes during those weeks. Today's Gospel is the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew is the Gospel of God the Father. More than the other Gospels, he loves to describe God as the Father. Where Mark and Luke say the Holy Spirit, Matthew says, the Spirit of your Father will speak in you. But he doesn't just call him the Father, he calls him the Heavenly Father. Heaven is just an old word for sky, so why not translate the phrase as your Father in the sky? I think that doesn't happen because it's rather embarrassing. It sounds a bit pagan, a little idolatrous to speak of God in a sky. Surely the New Testament is more sophisticated than that. Aren't we more sophisticated than that? But there is no way of talking about God except through metaphors. Everything we say about God, everything we think about God, is a metaphor taken from creation. We do not see God directly. And the sky is a powerful metaphor, a way of seeing God embracing the world in an inescapable unity. The sky belongs to God alone. We're all beneath the sky. The land is different. In the book of Deuteronomy, which is the first reading, happily, today, there's much talk of the land. There's a great deal of law about land, because land is a source of anger, a source of injustice. Not because the land is bad in itself, but because the land can be divided, and where there is division, there is injustice. The sky cannot be divided. By its nature, it belongs to all. Today's Gospel speaks of mercy, but not mercy as something we might choose because it is nice, because we prefer to be merciful, but because mercy is something which is simply part of reality on earth. When we fail to be merciful, as we often do, we fail to live in accordance with the world as it is. We have to be merciful because we cannot judge. There is no judgment in this world, there is no separation, not by God or by nature. The separation which is to occur, the true judgment that is to come, will be after this life. It will be carried out by God alone. Here on earth we live under the same sky, a metaphor for God, but still a truth. God is with us on this earth, God is near us, but God is also above us. It's the God above that makes us one. The God that reaches out from east to west, that makes us belong to each other. On this earth, we must be with each other to be with God.